The winners this weekend was the International Pun Contest. How many of you see the rest of you? You're all looking at the lettuce story and the spinach story. Yeah. You're all worried about North Korea. Well, this is something that happened this weekend that you may not have heard too much about. So
there once was a man from Nantucket who put all his E. coli in a bucket. He passed it around. He said to the town,
no.
What the hell in it? I can't say the last word.
I can. The 10 first place winners,
kick
I can.
Kick the bucket.
Yeah. I can. We can do these all in the air, I think. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
A vulture boards an airplane carrying two dead raccoons. Stewardess looks at him and said, I'm sorry, sir. Only one carry-on allowed per passenger. Next. Two fish swam into a concrete wall. One turned to the other and said, damn.
Oh.
By the way, folks, you'll be happy to know we'll be taking your puns after I get through my list at 800-510-8255. And the best pun of the morning gets one of our Toy Industry Association toys, games.
But they have to be family friendly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, you can't. This is a family friendly program. Two Eskimos sitting in a kayak chili, so they lit a fire in the craft. Surprisingly, it sank, proving once again that you can't have your kayak and heat it, too. See, I love these. Next. I'll be lucky if you can control me by the time we get to number 10. See, I've looked at the list
You'll
already.
You'll be so excited.
Two hydrogen atoms meet. One says, I've lost my election. The other says, are you sure? The first replies, yes, I'm positive.
God.
Okay, number 5. Did you hear about the Buddhist who refused Novocaine during a root canal? His goal? Transcend dental medication.
I just had a root canal last week, right? Please.
Doug's just cracking himself up.
A group of chess enthusiasts checked into a hotel and were standing in the lobby discussing their recent tournament victories. After about an hour, the manager came out of the office and asked them to disperse. But why, they asked as they moved off, because he said, I can't stand chestnuts boasting in an open foyer.
God.
You realize he's going to wet himself next. You realize that?
Next. These were the top 10 folks over the weekend at the International Pun Contest. A woman has twins and gives them up for adoption. One of them goes to a family in Egypt and is named Ama. The other one goes to a family in Spain. They name him Juan. Years later, Juan sends a picture of himself to his birth mother. Upon receiving the picture, she tells her husband that she wishes she had the picture of Ama. Her husband responds, they are twins. Once you've seen Juan, you've seen them all. I remember doing that on the air once before.
What? Oh, I get it. Okay.
A group of friars were behind on their belfry payments, so they opened up a small florist shop. Excuse me, to raise funds. Since everybody liked to buy flowers from the men of God, a rival florist across town thought the competition was unfair. He asked the good fathers to close down, but they would not. Went back and begged the friars to close. They ignored him, so the rival florist hired Hugh McTaggart, the roughest and toughest guy in town, to persuade them to close down. Hugh beat up the friars and trashed their store, saying he'd be back if they didn't close up shop. Terrified, they did so, thereby proving that only Hugh can prevent florist friars.
Only
two more to go. Mahatma Gandhi, as you know, walked barefoot most of the time. Which... excuse me. Which produced...
You're not going to get through this.
Mahatma Gandhi walked barefoot most of the time, which produced an impressive set of calluses on his feet. He also ate very little, which made him rather frail, and with his odd diet, he suffered from bad breath. This made him a super callous, fragile mystic hexed by halitosis.
Say that 10 times fast.
And ladies and gentlemen, the last winner.
Oh, God.
And finally, there was this person who sent 10 different puns to friends with the hope that at least one of the puns would make them laugh. No pun in 10 did. Mm. All right.
No pun.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's your turn. 800-510-8255. So those of you who have spent the whole weekend worrying about the North Koreans, are worried about the lettuce in your refrigerator, now it's time to get to the real happenings of the weekend and best any of those from the International Pun Competition of this weekend at 800-510-8255. And the prizes are here. We have...
Did you see the one in the chat room?
Yeah, here's the one in the chat room. Then there was a ship carrying red paint and a ship which collided with a ship carrying blue paint. What happened? Both crews were marooned.
All right, don't worry. We're going to get to, we'll take a few calls on this. 800-510-8255. The stuff that's coming into the chat room. Here's this guy, Tubbs. Let's see here. Air is human. To moo is bovine. Is this the best quality we can get in the chat room?
Another man worked in an orange juice factory. He got fired because he couldn't concentrate.
Oh, my God. Here's Gail calling us from Nevada. Hello, Gail. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. I have a quick pun. It's not really a pun, but it's a family. It's passed from generation to generation.
Really?
And it's that you can't make a silk purse from a sow's ear.
I don't know if that's a pun. But it,
yes,
is,
it is
something that's a, it's one of those almost truisms. You think it's a pun? Is that rated as a pun?
I guess. I would consider it a pun, but anyway.
All right, so
it's still true today,
yeah,
no matter
is.
When it was told.
Right, exactly. But is there anything in the puns that I read that were among the winners from this weekend that have any truth in them today or any value at all, other than they're silly? When you get right down to it, probably not, right?
Have a good show.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Vonnie is calling from Blacksburg. All right, Vonnie.
Hey, how you doing, Doug? Good morning.
How about you?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, I have a pun. Yeah, I made it up a long time ago, and I just sort of tell people. It's not a good one, but here it is. Why was King Arthur's carpenter, the man who made the round table, why was he arrested for embezzlement?
I give up.
Because he cut too many corners.
Oh.
I didn't say it was good.
I don't know if that's a pun, but it's a groaner, so I give you a prize for that, all right? I don't know if I should encourage you, though, under the circumstances. All right, now let's get the identity of our mystery voice, mystery artist of the day. Rick is in Newark, Ohio. Hello, Rick.
Hello there.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm not bad. I about peed myself with the florist fryers.
You think I should repeat that one again for those who didn't hear it?
Oh, that's a hoot.
A group of friars were behind on their belfry payments, so they opened up a small florist shop to raise funds. Since everybody liked to buy flowers from the men of God, a rival florist across town thought competition was unfair. He asked them to close down. They ignored him. He begged them. They didn't close. So he hired Hugh McTaggart, the roughest, toughest guy in town, to persuade them to close. He went over, beat up the friars, trashed their store, saying he'd be back if they didn't close up. So they did, thereby proving that only Hugh can prevent florist friars. Who's the mystery voice?
That's Jackson Brown.
It is Jackson Brown, as a matter of fact, whose birthday is today. He is responsible for a number of hits, one of them you heard there. So as a result of that, you get our prize from the Toy Industry Association of America, who reminds us all that a family which plays together, stays together. All right, Rick, you hold on there. Thank you very much. And shockingly, folks, we'll move on to other exciting things that are on my warped mind in a few moments. 28 after on Good Day.